Sunday, Lady Shiur Hashem, Shiur number 40, for the 19th, Adar Gimel Adar. Okay, we're learning there Hashem, we're in section 2, the first two. First two prakim talked about the basic din, the mala, how it works, olam haba, olam hazeh, gehenim, ganeim. But it was in the context of, it was straight list of mitzvahs, and in the context of being part of the group of people going to olam haba. Now, it's going to get even more complicated. Before he talked about more averus than mitzvahs, what's going to be with the mitzvahs you did if you have more averus, what's going to be with the averus you did if you have more mitzvahs, different ways of making the cheshbon. But now that the whole new world is going to open up, section 2, perek shlishi, paragraph aleph, and that is each person's life, each person's personal struggle that has nothing in common with anyone else, and everyone has their own role in life. Everyone has their own demons to overcome. Everyone has their own midos to overcome. Hegamnu she'inyan ha'avodah she'nimsera la'odam depends on b'mesh she'nivru ba'olam in yoni tov in yoni ra. This is an imperfect world. It's perfect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purpose. It's perfect for him to accomplish his purpose, but it's imperfect, objectively speaking. There's Tov and Ra, and the entire universe, if you think about it, and think of a picture of the speck of dust, which is called planet Earth, so that's the only place in all of the cosmos, in all of the Bria, in all of the many universes that exist, is the only place that there's Ra, the only place that that evil exists. Everything else is the Ratzon Hashem, and that's all there is. There is nothing else. But because mankind is the purpose of Bria, that this Bria that Hashem created should bond with him, and then, as explained in the first section, should earn that bond, so be so that it be completely Tov. Tov in the highest degree possible of Tov, so you earn it and you deserve it and you become worthy of it and you bond with Hashem l'netzach. So this Ra, v'husam ba'adam b'neim livcha lo'os ha'tov v'ulam prote yinyoni ha'tov rabim heim. Ulam prati anyani hatov rabim heim. Many details. It's not, you know, on one hand, you say, well, there's 248 lavim and 248 mitzvahs and 365 lavim, but the good in the world, became prati anyani hara, are almost infinite, virtually infinite. Because every nakuda, every motivation, every way you do something, every midah that's exhibited, and there's so many shades of every midah, the midah doesn't have to take you over completely. It's just, you know, it's a factor, and you have to overcome laziness, you have to overcome gaiva, you have to overcome tava, you have to. But and then there's various degrees, because it depends on your upbringing, it depends on your background, it depends on your friends, it depends on where you went to school. Every shade of personality is good. If it's a midah tova, it's good. Now, other svarim point out that there's really no such thing as a midah tova and a midah ra. It's all how you use it. but we can't talk about things that are generally tov and generally ra. Anova is generally tov. Gaiva is generally ra. Atzlus is generally ra. Zrizus is generally tov. There are always circumstances in which you have to use Atzlus in the service of Hashem, and you have to use Gaiva in the service of Hashem. But those are the exceptions rather than the rule. Okay, but he, so it's no kaiser. The Ramchal talks about Mida Tov and Mida Ra. No, that's in general what they are. So he says, Behepuch Zechol Mida Ra. Derech Marshal HaGaiva Echel Min Yoni Hara. Right, certainly arrogance is a Mida. I say just generally. Vanova Min Yoni HaTov. Too much Anova could also be not so good. We're about to read Parsha Zohar, and we're about to read Haftarah with Shaul HaMelech, and Shaul HaMelech was Mechuyev. He went wrong. Chazal tell us, the Pesukim tell us, he was supposed to be more of a Melech, stand up to the Am. He's the leader. He has to insist, not listen to them, not give in to them, but he has to insist on doing it his way. So that takes a certain amount of gaiva, which Shaul wasn't able to summon up, all the Mepharshim say, but that's what a king needs to do. So the kingship was taken away from him. V'chahena, we're learning about the Mishkan. Talked about the Mishkan, Chazal used the pasuk Vayigba Libo B'Darkei Hashem. Right? You can't sit back and try to hide in the corner. You have to stand up and say, I think I can do that. Right, I learned this craft in Mitzrayim. My mother taught it to me, and I think I can do this craft for the Mishkan. Yigbal libo b'darkei Hashem. Yigbal libo normally means he was arrogant, but it means he stepped forward and he had an attitude that he can do this avoda. So I'm just giving you two examples where Anova was bad and Gaiva is good, but it means in general. Arachmonos menyoni hatov. Right? We know that, again, I'll speak on too much, that's again, Shaul HaMelech, too much Rachmanos. V'hafcho HaGzorius is bad, but we know that when you have to destroy an Ir HaNidachas, and you have to kill. And you have to kill a little cute baby, you have to kill a little cute baby in its crib because it's an Amaleki. So you can't have Rachmanis and you have to have Achzarius. You have to be an Achzar there. So again, but in general, of course, B'nai Yisrael Rachmanim, B'nai Rachmanim. Histapkus, getting by on Histapik B'muot, V'asameach B'chelko, Minyani HaTov, V'hovcha, Minyani Hara. Stabkus means you get by. A higher madrig is Vasimcha Bechelko. When you're Sameach Bechelko, you're actually saying, like, this is. You're Sameach Bechelko, right? That's more than just getting by. Chen Kosho Prote Amidos. It's limitless. You can make a list. Look, open an Archa Sadikim. You can make a list of Midos. You can open the end of the Sefer Abodos, Shara Abodos, Salakim, and Chavis Abodos. The last parak has a list of Midos. You can, there's a sefer, Hamidos, you kind of different aspects of a person's personality. So now what? So what does he want to say about that? Every man is different, every woman's different, every person's different. Every person has maybe even pre-Nitios, things that they're more comfortable with, certain Midos, and they have to overcome it. Some people are by nature this way, and they have to get back to a medium. Some people are by nature this way and they have to change. And there's billions of combinations, right? Everything combines. My Aslos combines with my Gaiva, and I, you know, where's that going to lead me? Sheruyim Leineshira Chokma Elyona. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has this massive computer, made this Cheshbon, Kol Prote Yonyona Mize Amin. Every possible permutation and combination and possibility that the world should reach it's shleimus. So just like you have the body of Torah, you have the body of midos also, and every midah or combination of midah either has to be cultivated or overcome. Not everybody, and that's why you need so many people for. Right? If it was just a question of doing all the mitzvahs and all the averus that are written in the Torah, so I guess we can get by with, let's say, a Kayan and a Levi and a Yisrael and a Melech. Hey, we need another couple people for a minyan. I guess we need the women too, okay. And that's all. How many people do you need? What do you need all these people for? It's so crowded, everybody's pushing. So you need all these people because every person has their own role in life. Every person has their own accomplishment to accomplish. And then I'm talking about every person has a yeshiva to build or a shiurim to give or Eishes Rabbi Akiva. No. A person that was nondescript their whole lives and they have this obnoxious neighbor and they had to learn to be mevater or be sovel or be mochel or not get angry. And that's how they, and that was their life. That was what they're supposed to do with their lives. And that takes tremendous energy. More energy than building a yeshiva, probably. More energy, possibly, than saying shiurim. Hashem knows the cheshbonos. Hashem made all of these people in all of these circumstances to cover every base. It's just impossible to fathom. You're talking about so many people, even if you just talk about the Jewish people, so many people and so many combinations and so many nuances, and everybody's history is different. Everybody grew up with different parents, different countries, different centuries. So, like, you know, no two fingerprints are alike, no two snowflakes are alike, no two people are alike. So many, it boggles the mind. But that's what Hashem wants, and Hashem wants is what he's talking about. Every nuance has to be covered. To put back the jigsaw puzzle that was broken by Adam HaRishon, who incorporated everything, the whole universe. That's what it says. That's what the meaning of the Medrash, which literally says, Adam HaRishon was Misofa Olam Vatsofa. I'm not talking about how tall he was. I'm talking about what he incorporated within himself, all the facets of his personality. So now people have to go through that. Of which there are billions and billions and billions, that can exist. And the possibility of their existing, of their being, falls b'choka anushius, people's personality, people's lives, people's background, people's avira. And everything is leading to Olam Haba. Everything is leading to bonding with Hashem. V'mtzia osam, and it made these midos, we'll call it, it made them b'chol b'chino sehem, like every nuance, every sliver. You can do chesed with your guf, with your mammon, with your dibur, with your time. Right, so many different ways of doing chesed. You could overcome kovid and kas and gaiva and atzlus. Sibosehem and mesovavehem, you know, this is already what led to it and what resulted from it. Sometimes you have to clean up the mess you made. Sometimes you have to dig deep and see why you're acting a certain way and remove that seba for it. All the fallout. The Chagakav Sherusim Ba'odom, and everything's possible in mankind. Not in one man. You won't find it all in one man. Although the bigger the person and the more of a leadership role he plays, the more you find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that person the ability to sort of relate to different types of situations and different types of disyonos, and is able to lead the people because he's able to do that. V'amnam l'shiyimotzu kaleilu hanyonim hutzchu masav mishonim b'nei adam. Some people have to be rich, some people have to be poor, some people have to be living in this country, some people have to be living in that country, some people have to have such parents, some people have to have such parents. Because it's a natural process. It's not like there's a malach coming down from Shemayim with a beard that says on it midos, and you know, it sprinkles it over you. Every person, mida is developed as they grow up, from when they're born. The things that went on in the house while they were growing up. So Hashem has to, he's playing enormously intricate chess. Because everybody's life, it's really three-dimensional chess, really. Because everybody's life intersects with everyone else's life, or whoever it intersects with, and they have an effect on it. So all of a sudden I become more, I become aware of a midah, you know, like connected with this person. So you need all, so you say, why does life have to be so interesting? Why can't I have a boring life? I pray that, you know, I have a boring life. I want every day to be the same. So first of all, you don't, but you think you do. I want every day to be the same, and I want to know, I know how to deal with it already. And I finally know which aisle the baked goods are in, and now they change the aisles and have to. Why does life have to be so different? So he says, because you need all of these differences, and every person's different. Every person has a different situation at home. Every person has a different situation in life. Every person is struggling with different things. I mean, we know this. We don't, maybe, I mean, maybe we don't, and we have to pay attention to it. Everybody is, and everybody, of course, thinks that everybody is like just swimmingly going through life with a big, very big smile on their face, and they're the only ones with sorrows. And when you become a rabbi, you find out that everyone has sorrows. So who does the rabbi go to? The rabbi goes to his wife. My wife is perfect. Her only flaw is that I'm a husband. So you need so many different circumstances. And remember, this is all of history. All of history. The Shekulam Yunisayim Lahem. Now the Mesil Sesharim says all of this, same Ramchal, in the first parak, in two lines. These are two lines. Everything in the world is a Nisayim. Here he's elaborating, he's explaining why it has to be that way. Because we need to put together the jigsaw puzzle. And it's all Tov and Ra, even the Midos, so therefore we need to reconstruct and be masakein. Everything is broken. Something that would give rise to the potential for Ra, for Midos Ros, and Bechira, you have to reject it and you have to stand up for what's right and do good. Derech Marshall, Im Lahoyu Ashirim Va'aniyim, Lahoyu. Now he's placing this emphasis on this enormously complicated galgal in Midos, because that's what it is. I mean, it's either have the mitzvahs, where you have midos which aren't mentioned in the Torah as objective love and asays, except with a few exceptions. And that's where it's at. That's the gross says, that's where it's at, midos. The shloss says, that's where it's at, midos. And, you know, we think of midos as sort of a stepchild, but the main thing is the mitzvahs and averus. Now, the mitzvahs and averus are essential. You can't be a good person and say, so I'm not going to be makbid on things I'm obligated to do or careful about things I'm not allowed to do because Hashem only wants me to be a good person at heart. So that's all sapi kursus, the other way. But this is what he says. Your life is cool in your sign, but Meshi Yudu Mokum. Derech Moshul, Mlohu Ashirim Vaniyim. Some people have to be rich and some people have to be poor. That's the way it is. Why? We have to give a person a chance to, obviously it could have been done in other ways too. He's just giving a marshal how every mitzvah, certainly ben adam achaveiro, bespeaks and exhibits a certain midah. So if everybody would have the same money, if you're living in a socialist country, communist country rather, so a person would never, obviously there's other ways to exhibit it, but he's giving the gadol a marshal, so there wouldn't be any way for a person to exhibit and overcome perhaps midos achzorius or midos rachmonus to exhibit it. So now the rich person is being tested with his osher. It will harden his heart and be an achzori to the oni. Meanwhile, he has his own life going on, the oni. If he gets depressed or dysfunctional because he doesn't have enough money, he has to go collect tzedakah. Okay, but he's mistapik b'muot. He doesn't lose his gratitude to Hashem. And he doesn't overspend when he gets it. He uses it for what it's given to him for. The Yoda Lelo calls that he is sustained. Or the Hepech. Maybe his riches are itself an Isayon. Liros im Yoram Bolivo. Not to see if he's an Achzor or not on the Oni, but to see if he becomes puffed up with self-importance. Another thing that Ashirus is a pitfall, that it leads you to Maestrus. It leads you to spend time and focus and energy on Havle Ha'olam Hazel, which is, we'll say, any Maestrus. Again, you partake of it, but that's not where you are. That's not what your mind is full of. That's not what your goals in life are. The Yazav is about to borrow his barach. You see if this is the expense of anything. The im kol osro, ye ono v'nichna, will be humble. Umoes bahavle olam. This is what a rich person can reach, this high madrega. If he has every reason to be arrogant, every reason to be abusive, and he's a very able person, calm, nice, personable, friendly, humble. V'omnam, I spoke out a lot of what we're going to be learning inside now. Different people have different degrees of riches. It fits. Hashem knows this personality, this neshama coming down from Shemayim has to be tested in its resource. And this neshama coming down from Shemayim has to be tested in generosity. And this neshama coming down from Shemayim. And then they go through their lives, and for the first, say, 20 years of their lives, you know, let's even assume 20, not more, it's only the setup. It's preparing the child for what goes next, for the real life. And start living yet. A lot of times it gets pushed off rather late. So this is spread out ben Ishe Minhu and Ushi. What's appropriate for each person, meaning for each neshama that came down from Shemayim. I have my own personal battle, my own demons, my own battle that I have to overcome things and cultivate the Yetzer Tov. Chelek miyuchad b'nisoyan uv'molchemes hayetzer. V'hu pekudasu maso b'olam hazeh. And we don't know what it is. This is my task in Olam Hazeh. My whole task is to learn to be patient. My whole task is not to get angry. Everything else is... Tzarech lamud bo kfi mashehu, whatever you're supposed to be. The yudnu masa will be judged, but midas dino yizbarach, kfi hamasa, according to the package, the load, ashenitin load ba'emes, the true load you have, you don't know what the load is. You think your load is this, and for that you're not even being judged, because that's you really to with Bechiri, you know, that's an easy one. You struggle with a different area that your friend struggles with, that your neighbor struggles with. The whole bechinos of and all of its nuances and subtleties, the tachlis adiktuk, and everything adds up. Everything adds up to the beautiful whole that Hakadosh WHOLE that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. The Avdei Melech are all ready to do his bidding. So certainly everybody has their own task that they're getting paid for, but together they have to come up with and create this beautiful monument to the king's malucha. And everybody is doing their little piece, and then it all has to come together. The king gives out each person a chelek. His task, and how he carries out his task. We can't imagine the depth, the all embracingness and the depth of everything that's happening to us, everything that we're doing. Achmidus achilik hazeh drachom nizgadum yom yasagosenu v'yeshem lono lamad aleihem ki b'chachma halyona. We can't relate to this already. And nizgadum mikol seichel hishyarosam v'hisudrosam ba'ofen ayur seshalim. I mean, we can understand it easily. You just say, you know, the computer. Put it in the computer. We don't know how a computer works either, right? Yeah.
I understand that a person has a challenge physically, but when a person is mentally ill or Alzheimer's coming, how can he be responsible for...
Okay, so the exception proves the rule. 99% of the people in the world do not have Alzheimer's. 99% of the world are not mentally ill. We trust Hashem, Yosher V'Neman. So, I mean, he had a life till he developed Alzheimer's too, right? Hashem knows at what point he became. There's technical terms for these things. At what time? We don't need technical terms though. We just have to say Hashem knows at what point he lost his Bechira. We don't know when, at what point he lost his Bechira. Maybe an Alzheimer's patient maintains. Just changes his level of bechira, like according to the Michtam Elio. Maybe at some point but the real answer is, so you're right. So don't worry. Hashem knows that. Hashem knows better than we do. Hashem knows at exactly what moment he lost his bechira. So he's just for everything up till then. Same with a mentally ill person if he doesn't have bechira. Same with an abused person. I don't want to darshan again about this, but. We're too quick to say they don't have Bechira. I feel that way. And they do have Bechira. It might be a different level of Bechira. With the Michtam Elio's brilliant insight into Nekudas HaBechira. But we're too quick to say they have no Bechira and to excuse everything they do. And it may be true in some cases. I don't know. The point is, we don't know. So we have to decide how we're going to treat them and deal with them and relate to them. So that's a different gathering, a different speech, a different story. But don't worry, Hashem is Yosher V'Neman, and if someone will say, and don't laugh, because when you learn this and it seems so heavy and I'm not helping at all, I'm making it very heavy, so a person will say, but they won't want to say it out loud because it sounds crazy, they'll say, you know, I wish I was mentally ill. This is very rough, this life. I wish I didn't have bechira. But no one really is going to say that. That's silly. Because then you lose out on your opportunity to have the most intense pleasure imaginable forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, and then some. So, you know, we have such a small-minded, narrow perspective that we would even think, you know, it's enough for me. A lower madrega in Gan Eden, this bechira thing is like too heavy for me. Wow.
But,
yeah, because there's two more things.
You said that the midos have both ends of the spectrum. How is atlas in terms of something good?
What? I do it all the time. My Yetzirah tells me to do an Avera, and I go, okay, tomorrow. I don't do it now. Oh, I'll wait till tomorrow to do it. Yeah, that's what the Sfarim say. Use it in doing bad. Kids, their friends call them to come out, come on out. Let's walk around Dolev. Let's go to the park. It's Friday night. So you use your Midas Atzlus then and say, hey, I'm so tired. Go without me today. I want to stay home and rest. So, and maybe you'll come up with a midah that I can't think of why it could be used for the good. But it's an important point. Although that's the phrasing of the Ramchal, but it's an established fact almost by all the Bali Musa and the Musa Slam. There's no real such thing as a midah ra'ah, objectively. It's a question of, do you control the midah, or does the midah control you? And if you control the midah, there are midahs that are supposed to be used very sparingly, and it's few and far between that it's used for the good, and then there's midahs that you want to use more often. But it's a question of, your midah shouldn't, the common denominator is, your midahs shouldn't control you, you should overcome your midahs. And usually, look, the Chavis HaBavos is at the end of the last parak, I think it is, in Shaar Avodas Elokim, goes to around 15 to 20 mitos, and he shows you how you use 15 to 20 sets of mitos, like a mita and its opposite, and then he shows how each one could be used, for good or for bad. But that's not really the point. The point is that each person, Perek Gimel is introducing us to the idea that every person has their own maslul in life, and everything we're talking about Olam Haba and Tov and Ra, you have the objective mitzvahs and averus, but then you have everybody has a personalized life, every person has a personalized neshama, every person has a personalized motherboard of midos, and it's complicated because, again, like, it's what century you were born, what country, to which parents, what kind of parents, how were you raised, what schools were you sent to, and like so many factors, because every person has a slice of the pie of the world shlemus. So every person has their own avodah, and we don't know what it is. That's why we should never look. We don't know. That's what the Chavis HaLubavitch talks about this also. We don't know if the kid with the earrings stacking shelves in the supermarket, and he has his nisyonos, and he says Kriya Shema in the morning, he gets up and he puts on tefillin, 30 seconds, he says tefillin on and off, a minute, he says Kriya Shema, it's off. He may be accomplishing more, not from an objective viewpoint, because from an objective viewpoint we'd say, we would like you to be sitting and learning a whole day. We would like you to daven with a minyan. You're supposed, that's from an objective viewpoint. But Life is many times subjective. Only Hashem knows. That's why the Chalitza Lavda says we should never be judgmental of people. We should tell our children, you know, I don't want you to do that when you grow up, because let's say he's not davening with a minyan, and he, whatever, now your child doesn't understand. This is the problem. Your child right away relates it to the person, that he's a bad person. So, I don't know. It's a trick. It's a trick to make sure your child understands what you're saying. People don't even understand it, right? But every person has their own path. The only thing you could say is objective that goes against what I'm saying, but we don't know whom. We don't know whom it applies to. We don't know. Because we look at headline. I was going to say, we learned it in Ramchal, and we see it in Tanya. Different people have different neshamas. There's no question that certain people are meant to accomplish more, be more ruchni, be more connected to Hashem. Their life leads them in that direction. They're given the mental acuity in order to understand things that a person that's just not that bright, you know, not every lady could sit here and learn Derech Hashem. You're from the lucky few. But we don't know. We don't know who that is. We don't know who that is. So we don't know. It could be, we never know. Everything's hidden. Only Hashem knows. Hashem knows if the kid that to us looks like a shagetz, but he was a yarmulke because he's proud of being Jewish. I don't know. So we don't know. So it looks like he's on a low madrega, and then the rishashivas who have thousands of talmidim, so they're obviously on a higher madrega. Probably, you know, you're not mechuyuf to make yourself crazy, but you know, the but is that. Always look at the objective mice and not at the person. And also, and this is what it says, there's many, many pshatim in the Chazal that say, Kol ha-gadol mechaveru yitzro gadol mimenu. So it doesn't have to mean that the bigger person that you are and the more kochos you have, so you have a bigger yitzahara and you to be mechal Shabbos. That's not necessary. I don't think that's what it means. I mean Yitzro Gadol Imenu. We will experience this. Let's say, you know, I struggle with the Chavilah Lovus talks about this on Shabbat and Zolakim. Like I struggle with my davening. And I finally reach the point where whatever I daven, whether it's able to daven only 5 minutes for Shachris, maybe women or maybe more, and I have Kavana. And I was okay, I made it. No, you made nothing. What's your kavanah? Pirish hamilos. So that's nothing. That's kid stuff. Now go by Svarim about davening and start learning. And I'm just picking davening. Right? Go take Svarim on davening and start learning about the depth of davening and the depth of what the words you're saying. And like, I spent 20 years and I now have kavanah for pirish hamilos. It's like a joke. Meaning, so that Kol HaGadol Mechaveru has much more responsibility, it's more responsibility to teach others, more responsibility to show others how beautiful Torah and Mitzvahs are. Maybe it means more of a responsibility to be more medactic in Halacha, because he's aware of more shittas. You probably cannot appreciate this. I apologize if you can, and I am... not treating you with enough respect, right? A person can struggle for years, you know, he's young and he finishes a Masechta, you know, with Rashi. Then someone tells him, you know, you gotta learn Tosfos too, you know. That takes him like 3 years to finish that Masechta with Tosfos. Then someone, okay, wow, hey, now I know this Masechta. No, wait, you gotta learn the Rashba and the Ritva and the Ramban. Three. There goes another 20 years of his life. He made it. No, you have to learn Pnei Yeshua, you have to learn the Marsha, and you have to learn the Tzlach, and you have to learn Kivager, and you have to... Limitless. He says, okay, he's 82 and he finished already.
One Masechta.
Then he said, but wait a second, you don't know how we paskin. Take out a tour, and start learning. He says, I'm 82 and one mesechta. There's a fantastic book, you know, Uri Gottesman is one of my favorite authors. If you get any book by Uri Gottesman, you should buy it and read it. And he comes out with a book around every 3 years. And it's amazing. So his latest book is called It's an Acquired Taste. Some people find him weird. He writes about Yiddish themes, about Torah and Mitzvahs. And it is weird, and that's like amazingly weird. It's beautiful. I love it. So his latest book is called The Chase. And I just described the person that The Chase is about. How he spent his whole life learning Bava Kamma, upon the instructions of a Rebbe, because he was born with a heart defect, and he was supposed to die, and then he went to a certain Rebbe, and said, okay, learn Bava Kamma. You're not going to die until you learn Bava Kamma. So he finishes Bava Kamma, and he comes to say goodbye to the Rebbe, and he says, no, you have to learn Tosfos. And he goes through much more than I just went through. And he says, children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And he's still learning Bava Kamma because he has to go through the whole tour. Really, Torah is like mind-boggling. He has to go through the whole tour, the Beis Yosef and the Bach and the Drisha and the Prisha. So finally, I finished. No, you didn't. You barely started. Now you have to take out a Shulchan Aruch and learn Mogen Avraham and Taz and Machs HaShekel and Prima Godim. And I'm not even saying anything. Okay, now, no, take out a Mishnah Brura. You don't know nothing yet. Take out a Mishnah Brura and an Aruch HaShulchan. And a Chazon Ish. Oh, yeah. So, read the book. Yeah, and then he writes about, he very vividly portrays what goes on in Shemayim when Jews do mitzvahs and answer Yehesh Mei Rabbah and learn Torah and do chesed. Very vivid portrayal, like you with Malachim and Hashem, not Hashem personally, but he has a lot of books. They're all phenomenal if you don't mind his style. But the latest book is The Chase, and it's about this person that I just described to you. It's an amazing book. Okay.